WCCO celebrating 80 years. We're having just a great morning here. It is so much fun. And now we're joined by, of course, Joyce Lamont is back with us this hour. And great to see you, Joyce. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Oh, I love being here. Thank
and,
you.
And, of course, our good friend Charlie Boone has been.
Joyce sounds about 24, doesn't she?
She sounds terrific on the air.
Unbelievable. So and, good to see her.
And let's say good morning to a good friend of everybody's, Howard Viken. Howard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Harvard.
I'm clapping my hands, Howard.
Joyce, is it good to hear you?
Oh, thank you, dear. You remember when I called you Harvard? Because when you wrote your name, it looked like Harvard instead of Howard.
Oh, yes.
And you know what
that.
You called me, Daisy.
What are you doing up for all your special events now and recipes?
Well, we're not doing anything. I'm just taking it easy and doing as little as possible.
Why did you retire?
I didn't retire. I resigned because I wanted to sleep later in the morning.
Why, sure.
That was primarily the reason, you know. That getting up at 3 a.m. got a little bad after a while, especially when it was 24 below zero.
How does it feel to be back in those studios?
Oh, I love it. And you should be here. And you're going to be here, aren't you? I mean, you are coming up to see us, aren't you, the end of this month?
No, we can't make it, but for that Hall of Fame thing, you mean?
Yes.
The museum? No, we can't make it, but Charlie Boone has agreed to accept my induction, and I'm very happy.
It'll be a great honor for me, Howard, believe me.
Yeah, right.
Well, how do I tell? All right. I have to tell all those stories about you, and but Charlie's going to be there, huh? Well,
oh,
I love
you. You can still tell the stories.
Oh, yes. I'll
you can embellish them now, Joyce.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I can.
I didn't realize it, Howard, but Bob DeHaven was the one that talked you into coming to CCO. You had an offer from another radio station to have your own show right away, and he said, what did he tell you?
Well, we were in the record library, and he suggested I just stay put right there at CCO and maybe hit up Larry Hague Sr. for a raise, and I did, and they did, and that's history.
Didn't he say all you have to do is hiccup on the morning show and you'll be famous?
Yeah, something like that.
Sounds like you.
Yeah, right. Hey, do you have a big birthday cake there?
Yeah, well, the morning crew, as you know, Howard, ate the whole thing by about 6 o'clock this morning. Hey, Howard, I want to go through each of you, the highlights from your career at WCCO. Howard, let me start with you. What stands out to you?
Oh, geez, I don't know. So many things. Joyce Lamont, Charlie Boone, Boone and Erickson, all the guys, Larry Hague and Steve Murphy and Bruce Hagabick. Well, let me think for a few minutes.
And you hosted on the Godfrey Show in New York.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, that was a great time that Mary and I had while in New York City and talking with the people that we had as our guests and Ed Ames and
That was Arthur Godfrey's show that you were on? Yes.
Yes.
It was. Sure.
Who is the singer that you used to play and you finally got her on the show?
Oh, Jane Morgan.
Morgan. Yes. Fascination.
Yeah. And Carmel Quinn, remember Carmel Quinn?
Oh, Carmel came to see us a lot of times. Yes, she's a charming lady.
Mm-hmm. And Bob Newhart, of course, you made him famous.
Well, yes and no. Just played his driving instructor record many times, you know. And Mitch Miller and I became good friends. And Henry Mancini died too young. Are you there?
Certainly did, yes.
Yeah, we're listening to you.
We're listening.
We're fascinated.
We want to listen to you. We don't want to talk.
Well, it's a nice sunny day down here. It's going to be up around 88 again. And I understand that your fall colors are coming in now.
Yeah, about perfect right now. Just starting up north.
They're beautiful. Did you get through the hurricane season all right down there?
That was our first hurricane. Hurricane Charlie went by here.
Uh-huh.
Was out in the Gulf about 20 miles out in the Gulf, and then it went in up closer to Fort Myers and Punta Gorda. But it was the amazing thing about these dumb hurricanes is they last for 4 or 5 hours of the gusty, heavy rains.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of scary. Then you have a power outage, but we were so lucky that...
You were lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
Getting back to your days at CCO, Roger Erickson was on from China this morning, and he was reminiscing about your early Chuck Wagon show at 6:45 in the morning.
No, not Chuck Wagon.
The Chuckle Wagon.
Yeah, the Chuckle Wagon.
Chuckle Wagon, yes.
Using corny old jokes that I would borrow from the Reader's Digest. Hal Garvin and Ernie Garvin.
Oh,
and,
yes, finally.
And Kenny Spears.
Sure.
And then, let's see, Tony Grisey would be singing. Oh, Bert Hansen.
That's when we had an orchestra at WCCO.
Why, sure.
And all of these musicians, and they were so good.
Oh, yeah. Wally Olson's orchestra.
And Wally, yes.
The last radio station in the country to have a staff orchestra.
Isn't that something?
Yes, yes.
It was special.
Well, Howard, thanks for taking the time to join us on the phone, and always good to hear from you. We appreciate your time here on our 80th birthday.
Well, you're nice to call, Dave, and I want to wish you a happy birthday.
You still have that marvelous, mellifluous, warm voice that you had all these years.
Yeah, but I can't even pronounce mellifluous.
Let alone spell it.
That is Howard Viken, folks, from Florida this morning. We'll be back with Joyce and Charlie right after we check your traffic and weather together here with Josie on this Friday morning, headed toward the weekend Gopher football tomorrow night. How about that? The old Donaldson's commercial. Joyce Lamont and Charlie Boone are in the studio with us. That brings back some memories.
Oh, yes, Donaldson's right down on 7th Street across from the Northwestern Bank.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember Donaldson's.
How did you
and
get
there was
started?
Powers down there, too.
Yes,
right?
I forgot about
they were
that.
All
yeah.
together
Powers
there.
Had the greatest bookstore of any store in town,
oh,
remember?
Oh, wasn't that fun?
Fabulous
oh,
bookstore.
Yes.
Joyce got
it.
Into radio, you know, they talk about the glass ceiling, and Joyce got in kind of by accident, wasn't it? Tell
very
us about
much
that.
By accident. I had graduated from the U, and I had English and journalism as my majors, and so I got on the basis of that got a job in an advertising agency, and I was writing radio copy, and I liked radio copy. I didn't like space copy as such. I didn't think I did very well in that. And somebody told me that WCCO was looking for a writer, and so I went right over and applied. And I was interviewed by Dr. E.W. Zevarth, one of our good friends, and he was doing some directing and producing there at CCO at the time, but he was the head of the speech department at the university, and he was a charming man, and he interviewed me, and then he stood and said, well, congratulations, you're the new continuity director of WCCO, and I said, what's continuity? I didn't know what it was. Well, I certainly found out pretty soon. Absolutely everything that was written that was said on the air, with the exception of specialty shows such as Halsey's program and the news, which was done by the newsroom, and some of the commercials. Everything else was scripted, and you'd had a big sheaf of copy there, and you had to follow it to the letter, and it was timed. It was it must have been very static radio, I think it was. At any rate, I went. I reported eventually to WCCO and met my new announcer, who was Howard Viken. And he read the news and the time and the temperature, and he played the records from records Dayton's record department, and I read the Dayton commercials, and that was it. And it was, I think it was a pretty static show, pretty dull
it
at
wasn't,
the time.
It wasn't as dull as you think it might have been, because
really?
Of your great talent in interpreting those words. But he didn't call you by any name, did he?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. The Dayton reporter was always introduced as, and here is your Dayton reporter.
Hmm.
But I never had a name.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was because they always interviewed three or four people that had a voice that sounded the same. So if the regular Dayton reporter had laryngitis or was on vacation,
there you
then
were.
They'd bring in some other person. She was always the Dayton reporter.
What?
Only I remember one day, I must tell this about Howard. I remember one day we were in the, what was that? The Daisy Sale. The Daisy Sale at Dayton's. Mm-hmm. They had it every year. And so at the beginning of each commercial that I was going to do, they had written in, Howard, it's Daisy, he had to say at the beginning of the commercial when started to read it. And we did that every day for every commercial for the 10 days or whatever it was that the Daisy Sale lasted. And then the final day, he said, instead of saying, and here's your Dayton reporter, he said, and here's Daisy Dayton. I thought, oh, there goes the show.
Howard was a cut-up.
Yeah.
And I think that was the beginning of the informality. I really do. Informality on WCCO.
Turned the whole station.
Yes. Yeah. And eventually they asked me to be on his show, his record show, And, oh, then everything broke loose.
How did he start playing the stripper music for you?
I don't know. He, I asked him about it, and I was very serious about it. I thought, oh, we're going to lose this whole program.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're such a lady. He said, it's so different from what you really are. He said, I think it's funny, and everybody else did, too. I talked to the program director about it, and he said, it's going over big. He said, people just love it.
And now the best part of the whole Cotton Pick and Viking show, special events starring Miss Joyce Lamont. Hi, Joyce, baby.
Thank you, Howard.
And Joyce,
very much.
Especially on this day, because today is your birthday, right?
And what does Howard say? Howard said, don't knock it, it made you famous.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I got terribly upset once, and I said, you've got to stop that. I said, the feminists are calling. They're saying it's degrading to me and degrading to them as women. He said, don't knock it, baby, it made you famous.
Joyce, thanks for coming in this morning. Just great to see you.
Good to see you.
I love being here, and thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. And for all the years, of course, you've given our listeners, and many of them, I think, are pretty excited this morning hearing you again.
What a pleasure. It has been every bit of it.